He was a young man, about 27, with long, lank, flaxen hair, and a thin, irregular moustache and beard. No one would have said he was ugly, and yet no one would have liked his face. His head was elongated at the back and looked flattened at the sides, so that his face seemed pointed. His forehead was high and narrow, but his features were small. The expression of his face suggested ill health, but this was misleading. He was perfectly fit and strong. He always walked as if in a hurry. He had never seemed in a rush to leave a place. He seemed to be unflappable.
Would you believe it, Varvara Petrovna? I came in expecting to find he'd been here already. He arrived in town an hour and a half ago. We had a quick tea at Kirillov's. He set off half an hour ago intending to come straight here, and told me to come here too a bit later.
But who? Who told you to come here?
Why, your son, Nikolai Stavrogin. Surely he's told you. If not, I'm the first to bring the news. I'm sure he'll be here soon.
Petrusha, Peter, mon enfant, why, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, be quiet, be quiet. No emotional exhibitions. That's enough, please.
I've always sinned against you, always.
I said that's enough. We can talk about that later. I knew you'd carry on. Get hold of yourself.
But it's 10 years since I've seen you.
The more reason to avoid emotional demonstrations.
Mon enfant.
Yes, yes, all right, I believe your affection for me. Now stop embracing me like an idiot. You're disturbing others. Ah, here's Nikolai. Calm down, please.
Nikolai Stavrogin came in very quietly and stood still in the doorway, scrutinizing those present.
He looked exactly as when he left 4 years ago. Elegant, dignified, with the same air of consequence. He struck me at once as perfectly beautiful. Perhaps he was a little paler and rather thinner than before.
Or perhaps there was the gleam of some new idea in his eyes.
Nikolai! Before I embrace you, my dear son, please tell me at once, without taking another step, is it true that this unhappy cripple, there she is, there, look at her, is it true that she is your lawful wife?
Nikolai looked intently at his mother. Without answering, he quietly went up to her, took her hand, raised it respectfully to his lips, and kissed it.
Nicholas, I can't bear the suspense another moment.
But he was still silent. He scanned the whole room again and went directly towards Marya.
Marya, breathless with fear, rose to her feet to meet him and folded her hands before her as if to beg him.
You shouldn't be here.
But may I kneel down before you now?
No, you mustn't do that. Remember that you are a girl and I'm your devoted friend, not your family.
I'm an outsider, not your husband, nor your father, nor your fiancé. Give me your arm and let's go. I'll escort you to the carriage.
Well, let's go then.
At that point, she turned carelessly on her lame leg and fell.
He instantly seized and supported her, and holding her arm firmly in his, led her carefully and sympathetically to the door.
She was overwhelmed, lost, and was terribly ashamed. Limping painfully, she hobbled after him, hanging on to his arm. Lisa suddenly jumped up as they were going out, and stared at them intently until they reached the door. Then she sat down again, not saying a word, but her face twitched, as if she had encountered a deathly poisonous snake.
Everyone was speechless at Nikolai's behavior.
As you can see, Varvara Petrovna, there's a misunderstanding here. Although things appear to be strange, everything is really very straightforward. To Nikolai, it's all a trivial matter. Believe me, I've known him since his Petersburg days. Besides, the whole story only does honor to Nikolai, if you think about it.
Are you saying you were an eyewitness to some incident which gave rise to this misunderstanding?
I witnessed it and took part in it.
I'm listening.
5 years ago in Petersburg, Nikolai befriended a man, a Mr. Lebyadkin. Lebyadkin had a sister who lived free as a bird in the corner of a tenement room shared by other families. Mademoiselle Lebyadkin was fascinated by Nikolai. He was, so to speak, a diamond gleaming in the dirty setting of her life. She was feeble-minded, he never even noticed her. He used to spend his time gambling for small stakes with petty clerks, but once, when one of them slapped and kicked her, he grabbed him.